Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. By itself, the sun is fundamental to astrology, and our clock time is based upon the sun's diurnal or daily movement. The most basic cycle between two planets is that of the sun and moon, which astrology calls the lunation cycle. Technically, this cycle includes the Earth as well, since it is the movement of the moon relative to the sun and the Earth that allows the moon to shine brightly at a full moon, to light up half its face on a quarter moon, and to disappear completely around the new moon. Becoming familiar with the lunation cycle on a regular basis will help you feel the archetypal rhythm of life. From the Taoist perspective, the sun represents yang and the moon yin, and the interplay of the two throughout the 29-day lunation cycle symbolizes a complete sequence from birth to death to rebirth, or from beginning to end to a new beginning. Contemplating this symbolism, you can recognize that this cycle represents the basic structure and rhythm throughout all of life, whatever the situation. Since this archetypal pulse between the sun and moon takes only a month to complete, you could realize the essence of what life is about on this earth in less than 30 days. Of course, it only takes an instant to realize the truth. Does that mean understanding our material existence on earth is not the same as realizing the truth? I would say that is so, but it certainly makes life easier to stay in rhythm with it than not to. And paying attention to the lunation cycle is a wonderful way to see how life works through the interplay of two contrasting yet complementary energies. Let's face it, our existence is all about duality, and with that, change. Take the time to feel this cycle from new moon to new moon, month after month. If you do, you may notice an expectant or pregnant quality in the air around you on or before the new moon. At the first quarter, you may experience an adjustment to whatever was begun or conceived around the new moon. We all know that the full moon can bring an increase in energy, and it can also bring an increase in awareness. It is when the light shines fully. At the last quarter, you may notice a different kind of adjustment than the first quarter. Here, you begin to close the present cycle and begin to prepare for a new one at the next new moon. And the cycle continues over and over and over. So guess what? We have a new moon this week on Tuesday in Scorpio. This can mean an intense, even extreme, start to a new project, and whatever you do begin this week can invoke powerful energies. Even if you don't feel compelled to begin something on or around Tuesday, see if you can sense the embryonic force around you wanting to manifest. Every new moon in Scorpio, which occurs when the sun is in Scorpio at this time of year, can provide an insight into how power is born, how it grows, how it is realized, how it wanes, and how it dies. And each month provides a different way or flavor to understand the Tao of life.